When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, big moment for me. You know my guest tonight is Merry Brandenburg and Pippin Took in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Now they started a new podcast they call The Friendship Onion. Please welcome Dominic Monaghan and Billy Boy. Lovely to have you guys here. As you may know, you're completing my Hobbit collection.
Yes, because
I've interviewed most everybody else. I'm not normal. I'm incredibly excited to see you. Not that other people aren't excited, but what I'm saying is everyone as excited as I am to see you together. That's the thing. When they see you guys together, do they go, what are you two doing together? Or do they go, makes sense?
I think it's the other way around, isn't it? People kind of, it's a little kind of the R2-D2 C-3PO thing. They think that we come as a unit at all times, you know? And they're not sure which one is which. We do get a kind of...
we get that all the time.
Merry type thing, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, which one's R2-D2 and which one's C-3PO?
Which one's the most highly strung? I'm the most highly strung.
Yeah.
I'm C-3PO. Yeah.
Now, what about super fans like me, when they see you on the street, what are they most likely, like, what line are they most likely to yell at you? Is it, like, second breakfast
second
or anything
breakfast.
Like that? Yeah,
that was very good, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, second breakfast is a big one. But if we're feeling good...
Which we generally are.
Generally, we're happy people. We sometimes like to do a little song for people.
Oh, yeah.
Because they ask for that.
Well, can I guess which one it is? I get this. Is this...
Not many.
The Green Dragon song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you, do you want to do it? But we have to come out a little bit if we're going to do it. Come on, let's jig.
Please, no, you do. Please, you. I'll watch.
You gotta get this up. Look. Come around. You come in the middle, Steve.
I don't know all the words.
You can be an honorary hobbit. Come in the middle.
As long as you get the end.
Just do come in the middle.
I know the end, but it's got to use your
Anyone join in if you know it. Ready? You can drink your fancy ales, you can drink your fine flagon, but the only brew for the brave and true, but the only brew for the brave and true, the only brew for the brave and true comes from the Green Dragon.
Hey!
Well, where's Bless This Took? What's that from? What's Bless This Took? What's that from?
Bless This Took?
Bless This Took.
Oh, no. That was from, that's another song that we did that ends in...
That's in Rohan.
The only thing that's...
Are you drunk?
Just now?
or do you need to be drunk to remember the song?
Yeah, they are both drinking songs. You know, I mean, you've read the books a couple of times, Steve.
One or two, once or
the
twice.
The Hobbits like a drink. They like an ale. They like to party. It's like us, you know?
The Amazon Lord of the Rings prequel they're doing from the, you know, Second Age.
Yeah.
There are people out there with... petitions to saying don't have any nudity, because they're afraid they're gonna adult it up a little bit and have a little
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly. Game of Thrones a little bit. How do you feel about the nudity non-nudity thing in Tolkien?
Here's the thing: there was almost nudity in the movies. Me and Dom.
Hello.
True story.
True story. Philippa Boyens, who you know.
Sure, I do, yeah, sure.
Wonderful writer, one of the writers on...
And the expert.
Well, yeah.
Steve.
I don't want to get into it.
Okay. But she did a gag, and she wrote a scene, because we'd been kind of doing some gags and winding people up, having a bit of fun, and she wrote a scene that she said, it's a new scene we're filming next week with the Ents with Treebeard. So when Merry and Pippin are up Treebeard, he gets a fright and shakes his branches, which makes you guys fall. And this has all been printed on this script. It makes you guys fall, and as you hit all the branches on the way down, by the time you hit the ground, you're naked. And Merry turns to Pippin and says, "It's cold, isn't it?" And Pippin says, "Hold me, Merry."
Yeah.
So I call up Dom and I said, "Have you seen this new scene?" And he's like, "Yeah, I kind of read it." I was like, "We're naked." And he... What was
well,
it?
I was kind of into it because I... I have a really fantastic ass. And I thought that now's the time to get it out. And you look great without any clothes on.
Well, I want to point out something for the people out there who don't think there should be any nudity in Tolkien. The hobbits get nude in the book.
Mm. Is and it people with Tom Bombadil?
It's Tom Bombadil.
I told you that.
After it's not in the movie, but in the book, Tom says to them, let's see, cast off these cold rags, run naked on the grass while Tom goes a-hunting. And he goes, let's see, the hobbits ran about for a while in the grass, as he told them, then lay there basking in the sun with delight.
Now...
So I don't want to hear it from any of the prudes who don't think there should be any nudity in The Lord of the Rings.
But no, we don't think anything nefarious went on there with Tom.
Or wonderful. Or anything wonderful.
Just all enjoying each other's company and bodies.
As well they should. As well they should.
It's fine.
We have to take a quick break, gentlemen, but when we come back, Dominic and Billy will try to stump me with Lord of the Rings trivia.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Dominic Monaghan, gentlemen, your podcast, which is the Onion of Friendship.
Friendship Onion. You're so close, Stephen.
The Friendship Onion.
Is that right?
May I do your podcast?
Oh, Stephen, we'd love
would
that.
Would you?
I would love to do your podcast.
Yeah.
It sounds like a vacation to me.
Please. Because.
Now, the one thing I'm afraid of, and I've been told that you've got some questions tonight.
Stephen.
To possibly stump me. About Tolkien, The Lord of the Rings. And let's see whether I want to do your podcast right now.
Well, Stephen, we do have two questions, which we will ask you, but just to put an added extra pressure on you, there is a prize, and I would say the prize is probably priceless, wouldn't you?
The prize is incredible, Stephen.
It's in my... In my pocket, Stephen, and we will keep it secret. We'll keep it safe.
It's in his pockets.
In my pockets, is
yes.
Unless you get both questions right.
Uh huh. Okay.
Shall I go
first? So okay.
Here we go.
Hit me.
Question number one. It's a two-parter, and I want both answers, not just half of them.
Okay.
Ready, Stephen? Here we go.
I'm actually nervous. Go ahead.
Who?
Oh.
Is Shelob's mother? And how did she die?
Wait a second. Are those both questions, or is that one question?
My
two
question,
parts.
And then Billy has.
That's three questions. Well, Shelob's mother is Ungoliant, okay? And she died by consuming herself in her own webs of darkness.
He's got it!
We can raise the price.
It's all on you now. Oh, boy.
Fantastic,
here we go.
Stephen. Very okay. impressive.
So, as you know, Merry and Pippin meet Treebeard.
Yes.
He is an Ent.
Yes.
The Ents have a meeting with Merry and Pippin.
Yes.
Which is called an Entmoot.
I'm familiar.
They have this Entmoot in Fangorn Forest.
Yes.
But where in Fangorn Forest?
Oh! 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 Hang on a second!
I think he's goosing us.
No, he's not. He's not.
Where in Fangorn Forest
is the Entmoot held?
Oh, this prize.
Quiet, please. Quiet.
Priceless prize.
It is. I don't know. I don't know the name. I don't know the name of it.
Are Ladies and gentlemen, stumped by Pippin.
Oh.
What is it? What's the answer, Pippin?
Dern Dingle.
Oh, damn it!
Stephen.
Damn it!
But like,
we'll edit that out, right?
Yeah. Am I the first person he ever saw?
Let me ask you something. Is it Dern Dingle? And we'll edit that in as the answer. No, you're one of the few people to ever stump me. It's a great question.
I'm actually scared now that I've got it wrong.
No.
Is it
Dern Dingle? No, you got it right. No, it rang a bell as soon as you said it.
Should we give him the prize anyway?
Wait. How about this? Let me settle it. I'll settle it. I get the prize if you can answer this trivia question about Merry and Pippin.
Wait, so us getting it right means that you get a prize from us?
No.
Hold on.
No, wait a second. If I get it right and you don't, how about that? If I get this question right, because I'm not asking the question.
Okay.
This question has been sent in to us today from Peter Jackson.
Oh.
Jim?
And I want to actually ask Stephen to get involved in this because we've got to basically answer the question, who knows Merry and Pippin better? Merry and Pippin or Stephen Colbert? So this is going to decide things. Now, this question is a two-part answer. I need two answers within the same question. So let me ask the question first, and then you're going to have 5 seconds. Very little known fact that a hobbit invented the game of golf, and that Merry, and I want to know, is Merry or Pippin descended directly from the hobbit who invented golf, and what was the name of that hobbit who invented the game of golf?
Pippin, and his name is Bull Roarer Took.
Definitely Pippin, right?
Did you know?
I knew that it was Pippin, but I didn't know who the hobbit was that invented golf. So.
Let's see if I'm right.
Okay, wrong. Wouldn't surprise me if Stephen got that right. But anyway, the name of the hobbit who invented golf was Bull Roarer Took. And the little bit of a trick question, because both Merry and Pippin are descended from Bull Roarer Took due to the wedding of Sarah Doc Brandybuck with Esmeralda Took. And you're actually first cousins. I hope you know that. I'm sure you do. So anyway, that's, yeah. But I think I'll just declare Stephen the winner anyway, because he likes being the winner. So let's just give him that. Thank you. Sorry to button. Sorry.
Thank you, Peter.
I think he gets the prize,
okay,
right?
He definitely got it.
All right.
It fits in my pocket. You ready, Stephen?
Sure.
You're going to like this.
What is it?
I'll try and grab all of them.
I think I know.
Do you?
If you said both of them, I think I know what it is.
A genuine pair of merry ears from the movie.
absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, gentlemen. What a joy.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be dropping classic bits and celebrity interviews 7 days a week while the show's away on summer break. The Late Show will be back on September 6th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.